Joining us right now, Ed Sarpolis, founder of Target Insights here on the Michigan Talk Network. Good morning, Ed. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fine. I don't know if you, but most of us haven't gone to bed yet, but yeah, I'm fine.
I got like 2 hours last night. Am I good?
Yeah.
So being in the business you're in, primaries yesterday, let's talk proposal one. Good for Michigan, good for business? I'm thinking yes.
The consensus would say yes. I mean, there's some doubters out there, but that'll be proven out in the next 4 years. Proposal one's dependent. If the economy improves, proposal one's great. If the economy tanks again, proposal one will be bad. How's that?
Well, that's good. That's a very fair assessment of proposal one. The question I had for Senator Rick Jones, love the guy. I didn't get exactly the answer I wanted. Maybe I can get some insight from you. Where are we going to pick up the monies lost from proposal one? Now, granted, I'm very happy about proposal one, being a former small business owner myself, but the money has to come from somewhere.
Well, the issue is going to be is that there's the whole question about all these, the closing these business loopholes. I think that's the question. Will the conservative state house and states in Michigan with Tea Party increases allow these tax cuts for businesses to go bye-bye to make up the money lost due to proposal one? If that happens, as was promised by the governor and the team, then proposal one will be okay. If the economy tanks and these tax reductions, these loopholes, are not closed, then we're going to be out by 2004 or 2005, about $500,000 out of our general fund budget. And that Senate fiscal said that. Republican fiscal agent said the economy will determine if proposal one will be successful.
Okay, Ed Sarpolis is our guest here, founder of Target Insights. And this could basically shape the next election if we have a couple of years, next 4 years, for the race for governor. Here we have proposal one gone. You know, it's from the outside looking in, looking pretty good. But if it tanks, it really could shake up the next election.
It certainly could. The difficulty would be now, this changes our Constitution. So no matter who would win in 4 years, Republican or Democrat, even if they're against it, the public would have to overturn just what happened.
Okay, speaking with Ed Sarpolis here on the Steve Gruber Show, I'm Duran Martinez. Ed, let's look at the low turnout for these primaries. Is this, when you have such a low turnout, is this a good place to put millages in? This is a question I had, because I'm looking at some of the millages going, if you have such a low turnout, you know, it's. I guess you really have to be into the millage for it to be effective.
Well, the whole issue thing with the turnout yesterday had more to do with the fact that there was no gubernatorial primary, no U.S. Senate primary. There's nothing at the top ticket to excite people. Proposal one had virtually no competition except for the Warren mayor. And the 1.3 million turnout is not all that bad, because we look back to 2010 with about 1/6. And so turnout was reasonably good. The only really significant low turnout was in Detroit, and that had more to do with the rain yesterday that dropped it down from number 15 down to 5. But overall, going back about 10, 15 years, the turnout was pretty much which we expected yesterday.
Is it, again, a good place for millages to be in when you have these primaries?
Yes, and I'll tell you why. I've been in the millage business for almost 30 years. The issue would be millages and bonds have very little, people have really time to educate voters, so they really have to focus out and educate people what's good or bad. In a general election, there is so much clutter. People ignore those at the bottom ballot, even if they're on the ballot, even bigger turnout elections, because they don't follow them, they don't read, they're busy. And millages and bonds don't have the money out there to educate the voters. So the lower turnout, I will say the people who care about things and money, they do get out and vote. I mean, the fact that somebody won yesterday, it had more to do with the fact of the improving economy in Michigan more than anything else. If the economy improves, people want to improve their communities. And that's what we saw yesterday. If the economy was still in the doldrums, those millages and bonds would have lost yesterday.
Still, time after time, we are faced, a lot of people are faced, self-included on occasion, what a millage is, how the millage affects us as a property owner, as a homeowner. And I know it's a little late right now, but just as a side note, how does this financially affect us? How is a millage drawn up for those of us who don't understand?
Well, the point being is, for example, right now, since the state is not doing anything to fix Michigan roads, they're punting, and most county governments now have their budget fixed roads based on 1996 budget. The counties are out there raising money to fix the roads because the state's not doing their job. And so the state won't give them the money, and revenue is cut. The only choice is to go to the public. On schools, with the money cuts out of Lansing on schools, despite whether they say it's a billion or whatever, schools, you attract people to your community. In some communities, if there isn't a good school, good roads, people don't move there, which means workers don't move there, which they don't have money to pay for fire and police. So millages are there to fill holes, to fix fixes. And since we've had been cuts over the years, the money's still needed, whether we want to pay it or not. Sooner or later, you're going to have your taxes increased to fix something.
So it's it's better to do it the nice way to have, than to have it taken away from you, I guess.
Yes.
Speaking with Ed Sarpolis here, he is the founder of Target Insights, regarding yesterday's polling and our primaries in Michigan. How is it looking for both parties coming into November, Ed?
Well, it's very interesting. We're going to have some surprises in November like we did now. I think the top of the ticket, I think you've got a party split. Democrats seem to have an advantage on the U.S. Senate side against Terry Lynn Land. Gary Peters making this much more a federal issue race, which hurts Terry Lynn Land on the state side. Snyder seems to have a slight edge, but in Governor Snyder's case, the fact and the shower, the main race will be determined until we see what happens in the Republican convention. Okay, Rick Snyder right now has to be very careful what he says in the election process because he does want to lose Lieutenant Governor Kelly to a very right-wing libertarian Tea Party person, which definitely would give Democrats advantage. So the governor's race is leaning Snyder, but he could be hurt by what happens in the convention. And Gary Peters has to hope that the disadvantage he has over Tin Land is not impacted by where people's view of President Obama is at the top of the in D.C.
Now, does a non-life politician, you say he has to be careful, how much, you know, close to him help is he getting throughout this time? Because, like you said, it's very critical, and Schauer could be something to watch out for.
Here's what's happening. The Tea Party portion of the Republican Party does not like what Snyder did for Detroit. They don't like the grand bargain. They don't like the shipping police people out in West in Flint and all the state, and they don't like the bridge. Okay, but those are the things that shows that he's turning around the economy, making things better. Republicans don't care about that. That's Detroit. We're out of state. We don't care about that, and you're spending money. Conversely, you've got the Democrats coming after him for he raised taxes on seniors. So you've got this accountant trying to balance the book, and neither side likes it. So Schauer is making an anti-Snyder thing. Snyder has also the fact that he doesn't talk about too much what made the state turn around on his watch. But that hurts his Tea Party side. And now if he gets a Tea Party conservative on his ticket, loses Tim Kelly, and the Democrat says you can't even control your own party. So that's the confusion we have. We don't know what the dynamics will look until the end of August.
All right. Ed Sarpolis, appreciate you joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show, founder of Target Insights.